Reinventing myself is totally my thing. I love to sit back and figure out how I can make my life better, how I can be a better person, and how all of my different experiences are adding up to the real Charity, the Charity that is authentic and unapologetically who she is. This season of my life is completely different like every other season, and that's what this ride is about. So this is me telling you again, hey, life update, back again. All aboard Ride 31 is called Back Again Life Update. You're tuning in to Chatting with Charity. Hey, welcome back to Chatting with Charity, the podcast that takes rides that changes lives. I'm your host, Charity Gashenge, and I am so happy to be back. I've been gone for a couple of months, and if you've been following me on social media, then you know things have been getting spicy. I am now a new mother. I live in Atlanta, and I am massively completing these projects. If you have not followed me on my social media handles, now is a fantastic time to just go ahead into the Googler, go into your apps and into your phone, and make sure you connect with me, because things are happening in real time and I'm showing you exactly what I am doing to elevate my life. Because I believe that if we live a life of purpose, we should show people what that looks like, because it is our responsibility to demonstrate what God is and how God moves in our lives so we can encourage other people. I just want to spend a little bit of time talking to you about what I've been going through and why I made some of the changes that I made. Now, I got an issue of always talking about myself, but this is Chatting with Charity, so it is what it is. But I have made some very interesting changes in my life, and it's taking me so long to do it. What is the difference now that I'm making these changes and I was not able to do them a couple of years ago? I wasn't able to do it when I had more money, when I had more time, when I had more energy. I just was not compelled to push through the threshold. They call that the threshold of revelation. I wasn't pushing through it. So what were some of my blockages and what are these changes that I'm speaking about? If you hear some squealing, that is my baby, because I am a new mother, which I'm talking to you about as well in this podcast. So hopefully he just does his mother a good thing and does not cause a situation. But he's been so good today, so if he causes a ruckus, it is what it is, right? So listen, this is the podcast where I'm calling it Back Again Life Update. And the reason why I'm starting with this podcast is because I want to encourage you to know that you can start over as many times as you feel you need to. Life is not in a capacity or in an order where you don't get to mess up, where you don't get to acknowledge where you've deviated or acknowledge where you've paused and you should feel ashamed that you have to start over. No, I'm starting over again. And I will start over again and again and again until I get exactly where I'm going to, because at the end of the day, the most important thing to celebrate is the journey, and starting over is part of the journey. The destination, we will get there when we get there. But today I have started over, so I'm doing good, right? I definitely can say that I've gone through a lot that warranted me to take a pause, but I don't know. I think what we're living in right now in this day and age, your life is content. Your life is inspiration. Your life is a testimony. The good and the bad is part of what God is trying to do in your life to use you to impact and to motivate his children. So if it's a hot mess, that hot mess is your content. Take it, use it, do what you need to do with it, okay? Grab you some coins in the name of Jesus. I am going to move along because my sweetheart is chuckling. But one of the hugest things I did is I moved to Atlanta, Georgia. That is right. I am a Georgia peach girl. Now, I don't have the booty, but I am here and I'm so enthusiastic about the things that I will experience while I'm here in Atlanta, because this is a place of Black royalty. This is where success for Black people happens. And my Blackness needed to be here a long time ago. I actually wanted to go to school at Spelman College when I was obviously graduating, but I didn't apply because I felt like I wouldn't get in. That's just the old Charity, always constantly doubting herself. And I also wanted to move here after my mom passed away in 2015, but I just didn't have the courage. I had all the money, but I did not have the courage. So I officially moved here because I just told myself, what kind of a mother would I be if I set an example for my child that they cannot reach the stars? That fear is so compelling that it will make you stay in the same place for the rest of your life. I jumped out on a limb because I felt like I needed to prove to myself that I wasn't a coward, that I wasn't complacent, and that I wasn't so emotionally invested in decisions that I stayed in places longer than I needed to be. I'm finally in a space where I am thinking logically. And as a woman, that is a huge turnaround, because typically and innately, we like to care about other people's feelings. We like to nurture the ideas of the people that we love and their need of us. But at the end of the day, if you don't take care of yourself, there's no one that's going to come here and take care of you. You have one body, one mind, and one soul, and you have to appreciate just your own existence and appreciate what you bring to this world and the value you bring enough to take care of yourself. That's not where we're going in this ride, but I do want you to take that for food for thought and do something amazing with that information, because it was just a gem that I dropped on you, okay? I also moved to Atlanta because I wanted better weather. I've realized that the elements that are around us in the environment, the actual soil that we're in, have different principalities, because obviously we know that biblically, but it also has a different atmosphere. Is that a word? I don't know. Just made it up. It has a different atmosphere to it, you know, like a vibe. And I just kind of felt like I needed a change. I have been in Maryland for so long. I moved there when I was in fifth grade, and your girl has been trying to get out, like get out, for the longest time. And like I said again, I just felt like I did not want my child to be birthed in an environment that I truly just didn't like anymore. So I was at least willing to jump out for the birth experience. And if it dragged me back, it dragged us back. But I just needed him to not be stuck where I felt so stuck at. Also, I had to tell myself that if I was going to be successful this time for real, I needed to launch myself with a big bang. Do you ever feel like that, where when something new is happening, you either need to cut your hair, get a new wardrobe, lose weight, I don't know, get a calendar and create all types of to-do lists that are just stacking up? There's something that you do when you feel like, okay, this is my moment, let me switch it up a little bit. So for me, like I mentioned earlier, environmental changes for me are important. I value being able to go for a walk and go to the grocery store and I don't know anyone. I value being able to say I'm an entrepreneur and people are not like, well, what do you do? Actually, I'm just glad no one asked questions here. And I love the fact that it's very community driven, but in a very weird way, because Atlanta, baby, has got a culture of its own, and that is a ride for another time. But I really wanted to launch myself forward in a very amazing way and put myself in the space of opportunity. And for me, that was novelty That's my love, my new baby. And it's my new passion for God for doing such an amazing thing for me, such as motherhood. So as I mentioned that, we're segueing into the second biggest change of my life. Moving was very big, okay? Very, very big. Because I have been trying to do that longer than I have had my desire for a child. Now, motherhood is a huge, huge change. I'm 31 and people always ask me now in this journey, how do you feel? Honestly, I feel like I was always supposed to be here and I just thank God I am where I need to be and that the stars have aligned for my baby to come into this world. As I mentioned on other platforms, my baby was a prophecy to me and it was told to me in 2018 that he was going to come and I had been waiting since then. And sometimes when you get these prophecies, you're like, oh no, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh no. And I just kept holding on to the word of the Lord, not just because of the prophet that said it, but of the fact that I wanted that. I wanted my baby and I knew that being a mother would be a life-changing experience for me. So to have my son today in my life, there's nothing that I could ask for that's greater. There's nothing that I could say to myself is too much to bear for him because I understood what I did to get him and I'm very aware of what God did for me to bring him into my life. When you are aware and consciously aware of the blessings that you have, the things that God has wiped you from, the moments where you did not have to have fear because you knew God was on your side and he was going to do these wonders for you. When they arrive, you can't hang your head low. You literally have to lift your head up, come hella high waters with that thing, because we all know that blessings are double-edged swords, but you have to lift your head up with that thing and be like, yo, my God did that for me because he loves me so much. So yeah, I'm sitting here so stressed because when the heck did it get so hard to pursue purpose, right? But at the same exact time, I'm super motivated to have my baby here and know that he's calm. I swear angels be watching him. But to know that he's calm and he's relaxed and I can work, I really feel that that is God. I got a baby that allows me to work. The sad part is that I work. Oh my God, I work. I work harder than I have ever worked in the past 7 years. These past 6 weeks, oh my God, trying times, but I feel like a sense of strength has been renewed inside of me. And when we ask for hope and when we ask for strength, God gives us more work to do. So I'm very aware of that. I'm grateful and I am humbled to have this experience with my son. Also, I got to a point in motherhood, which is like a short experience. Look at me, sound like a guru or something. But I've gotten to this point in motherhood in the full journey, because I do believe that you become a mother at inception. So when you first find out you're pregnant and you go to the ultrasound and you see that little seed in there and you watch him mature, you are a mother. The difference is just that some of us don't get to cross over with our kids into this atmosphere and into this realm. And that's a mourning process, but you are definitely a mother. So for me, the past whatever months that I've experienced motherhood, I realized that I never needed to be a mother to believe in myself. I don't know what in the world made me feel so inadequate that I chose to think like, hey, I need something else. But the reality is that I've always been enough. I've always been enough, and I know that I'm more than enough because I am able to still be me and be a mom. So for those of you who feel like, oh, I need this, I need that, you are enough for whatever season you are in, and anything else you're asking for is going to require more of you. So dedicate yourself to what you're in so that when you elevate, it's not overwhelming, because it does get overwhelming. The new levels, the new glory, the new impact, the new revelation, it is all overwhelming when you do not digest the things before it.
I spent a lot of time feeling so inadequate. I spent so much time just trying to justify why God loved me so much instead of just being like, baby, I'm loved. It is what it is. I don't have time to explain it. And now I'm just in this space where I don't have to question who I am. I am who I am. And now it's my responsibility to walk myself in these streets with my head held high and feel good about who I am and feel good about the fact that I am loved and I'm chosen. It does not matter what I've been through. Those things have never impacted me to the point where people can look at me and tell me, Charity, you've been molested. Charity, you've been raped. Charity, you've been all these things. They cannot tell me that. And the reason why is because I serve a God that's so amazing that these scarlet letters to other people don't impact me in that way. And I still get to have my confidence because I know how much I am loved. Now, that's a little bit deep, and I should have probably just gave you guys a trigger warning, but hey, we are here rolling and going. I almost did not make it here to this podcast at this moment. Oh, also, plug. If you want to see the video version of this, please head over to YouTube at Charity Gashenge and just check out the Chatting with Charity section. But honestly, the things that I've gone through, losing my mom, the shame, the embarrassments, all of the bad decisions that I've made, if you're looking at me right now, you don't see any of those. You don't see my bad decisions because I am more than that. And God has created me to be more than that. And that's really where redemption and repentance begins. Is that understanding of like, I can go through something and not be of that thing or of the world. And I live in that mind frame now where I never needed a baby to be Charity. I was always Charity. Now I'm Charity and this baby, and that is a new challenge. So you're enough for this moment. You're enough for this season, and you're enough for whatever God has called you to do. Now, being a mom has taught me that this is my time and this is my moment. Woo! There is a fire inside of you when you have your seed and your baby and you're just like, I don't know. There's something that just ticky, ticky, boom, boom, and pops off in your head that tells you, girl, you got this. You got this. Now, I am sensitive to the fact that there are mothers who experience postpartum. For me, I've always spoke life into this journey, and I reminded myself again that I asked for this. So whatever comes out of it, I've got some tools in my toolbox to survive it. It's my job to figure out how to survive motherhood by myself for right now. Honey, because God is sending me a husband. There are others who really struggle to follow through with some of their, you know, goals and to feel comfortable in their journey of motherhood. And I have not experienced that. And for those of you who can share more, like, come on with Chat and Charity. Come on with come on to Chatting with Charity and share with us what that experience is like, because I hear it sometimes and I'm just like, wow, like that's something, you know, where mothers like think about their kid dying, think about stabbing their kid. Very unimaginable things. I think that there needs to be a community built around motherhood, because even though people look at me and they feel like, oh, your experience seems to be so glamorous and amazing, it's actually really hard. Like, it's really, really hard. Like, today I just honestly wanted to quit, and I don't want to ever feel like God gave me a baby so I could quit on my life and quit on God. So I just keep pushing myself forward, but please don't look at me and think it's easy, or me, I struggle. It's literally probably 1 a.m. right now, and I'm just thinking to myself, like, have real mercy. I need real mercy, right? But God is good. The third thing that's really changed in my life is I am trying to get my footing into what it is that I want to do, because people don't know what I do. People don't actually care what I do, but I've constantly felt like I wasn't making an impact because I wasn't putting myself out there. So getting my footing means being confident about who I am, being an expert in the things that I know, because I know a whole lot of things, honey, and just really launching projects, not just myself launching, but the projects that I'm curating and feeling confident about the work that I'm producing. That's a huge change for me, like I said, because I unfortunately don't believe in myself enough where I push things out knowing it's going to be successful. My baby is the first thing I have pushed out knowing that kid is going to be amazing. And it's sad to say it's because someone told me and I believed God, but there are other things in my life that God told me about that I just didn't believe. Like, God's told me about this podcast. God has told me about media. God has told me about school. There's so many things that God has said to me that I'm still questioning, and I want to stop doing that. So for me, it's getting my footing because I need to be steadfast in who God has called me to be. I need to be so certain of the amazingness inside of me that I don't waver when sad moments happen, that I don't waver when people don't show up to support me, and that I don't question if I'm doing enough TikTok-ing because I only get 3 or 4 views. Consistency is going to be the difference in this game. If you want to elevate your life to the next level, you need to stay consistent and not just look at the results, but look at your own personal efforts. Look at how long have you been going at this. If that is the most important thing to you, it's how fast you show up, how quick you show up, the patience you bring, the honesty, the trustworthiness to your own life and to yourself, edifying yourself and not worried about if you're doing enough for other people or if it's getting enough views. When you're able to just see that whatever it is that God has given you is designed to make you a better person and designed to just shape you and mold you, then you start to realize that you are the prize. So it's not about how many people have viewed your podcast or your YouTube episode. It's the fact that you actually are doing these YouTube episodes, that you're being obedient in your calling, and that you're not wavering in what God has called you to do, but you are steadfast. Steadfast does not require followers. Do the work and the followers will come. That is a message to myself, because baby, some of y'all been following me and your girl has been struggling. So now that I've gotten to a space where I've moved to a place where I always knew I should have been, I've moved to a place that is pro-Black and is pro-women and just pro-success for people like myself of color. And now I'm a mom, something that has really taught me that God loves me and that God keeps his promises, and there's so many other promises in the pipeline to come my way. And I'm also confident about who I am, that I'm willing to do the work to become the true version of me that God has created. Those are 3 things that have totally shaped my life in the last couple of months. And I bring that life update to you, hoping that you can self-reflect as well and see some things inside of you that are so different, and see how you can turn some of your stressful like experiences and your stressful situations and even your positive ones to find an edifying moment. So these are my edifying moments. Make sure you go on social media and you can just message me, DM me, tag me, comment, but just share your edifying moment, a moment that has happened in your life that has propelled you to do something that you have not been capable of doing. When you are able to acknowledge that, write that, type that, and share that, then you are on a new path of justice to redeem all that you are and that God has called you to be. I love you so much, and thank you for riding with me. And thank you, baby G, for letting me get through this. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. I love you. Bye. Don't forget to rate this podcast, share, like, and subscribe. See you next Thursday on Chatting with Charity, and don't forget to bring your friend. Until then, you can find us on Instagram at Chatting with Charity. Hey, writer, are you on YouTube? Well, head over to YouTube and type in Charity Kashenge and search for our YouTube channel. You'll be able to see a docuseries that is being released weekly to accompany these amazing rides in a vlog format. That's right. You get to see actual footage of the things that I have experienced and shared with you on these rides. Thank you for subscribing, and see you over there.